here this February as opposed to last February. That's about 19 incidents more than we had last February. Year to date, we're up 40%. Wow. 40% in burglaries year to date as opposed to last year to date. I just want to let you guys know, and this is something that our chief talked about. It was out in the paper, and this is where I really need your help. About 40% of our property crimes is a result of people leaving their cars unlocked, their houses unlocked, property in plain view, computers in their, on their tables with their doors unlocked as they leave to go to the store, walk down the street. If we could make a dent in that 40%, we could drastically reduce this. Drastically. And that is what we need your help. And I'm going to give you just a little example. One of my last community meetings, I had one of my officers go out and watch where everybody parked. And then I had him go look at the cars, and I had him come and report to me. More than half of the cars that our community members parked out in that parking lot had cell phones, had purses, had their cars unlocked, had their windows down. And these are the people that I've talked about. Hey, please help us. So I'm not trying to point blame. Don't get me wrong. What I'm trying to do is simply bring it to light that we're all human and we make mistakes. I do it. I leave things on my seat sometimes when I get out quickly because I'm not thinking about it. What I would like for all of you to do is please think about it and take that extra second to lock it up, put it in the trunk, hide it, make sure that nobody sees that stuff in plain view. Everything that's in plain view, take out of your car. When you park it at night, please take it out. Please take it into your house so you're not a victim. That's the targets that most crooks are looking for. They're looking for the very easy, opportunistic crime. If they can get a quick grab and get out of there, that's what they're looking for. If it's not there, they're going on to the next car. If it's not there, they're going on to the next one. If it's not in the community, they're into the next one. If it's not in that community, they're out of our city. And that's where we want to go. We don't want them in our community and victimizing us. So please help us in that. Please talk to your neighbors on that. I'm going to throw this out, kind of just a little story from my childhood. I grew up in North Long Beach off of California in 46th. And I had a neighbor that used to look out her window every day. And I called her the nosy neighbor. And she did. She'd peek out her blinds, she'd watch what we do, and hey, there's that nosy neighbor again. I'm a young kid. It was a nosy neighbor. As I grew up, I appreciate that nosy neighbor. I really, really do. And quite frankly, guess what I am? I am the nosy neighbor. Absolutely. And if you're not, become one. If you have one in your neighborhood, go thank them. Know what your neighbors are doing. Know who belongs there. Know who's... Yeah, exactly. I'm watching you, right? Know whose car belongs to who. Know who comes and goes from your neighbor's property. If you don't know your neighbor's name, go knock on the door and get to know them. Yes, sir. I'm telling you to pay attention to your community and who belongs there. And if you do that, you'll know who doesn't belong there. So when you see people coming in to victimize you potentially, you hopefully will recognize that early on. You can call us and let us be that judge. Let us come out when we see somebody suspicious, or you see somebody suspicious, I'm sorry, when you see someone suspicious, call us. We'll come out and we'll find out if they belong there or not. If they do, great. If they don't, we're going to want to know why they're there. And if they're there to victimize you, they're going to move on. They're not coming back because they tried to come in, be not noticed and have a little bit of anonymity. And guess what? They weren't, because all of you helped us do our job and you called us. Suspicious people calls. We have taken that to a different level, and we have now upped the priority on our suspicious person's call. So if somebody calls in and says, hey, there's somebody going and knocking on doors, it looks like they have flyers, but I don't think they really belong here. I've never seen them before. That's a higher priority for us. So we will come out there as quickly as we possibly can, barring any priority one calls that our units are tied up on, which is your threat to life and immediate property. So it's just below that in priority. So we've been very successful as a result of that. We have noticed an increase in arrests for burglary suspects. We're catching them in the act. We're catching them before they're doing it. We're catching them as they're leaving. And it's been very, very successful. We're starting to see a decrease in our rate of increase, if that means anything to you. We are. We're starting to see a decrease in that. So we're thinking that is really helping us. Your help on calling us is extremely important and really helping us. So we appreciate that. We appreciate the calls if you can do that. Again, know what your neighbors, who your neighbors are, kind of what they're doing, and who belongs, who doesn't, and that will really help us when you see something out of place. Some of the things we're seeing on burglaries, we're seeing the door knocks. People go in, knocking on doors, nobody answers, they go around back, they find an open window, they go in, they burglarize, and they leave. If you see somebody knocking on a door that you don't recognize, and they're wearing a shirt that says City Long Beach Gas Department, call us, because we want to make sure that they are the City Long Beach Gas Department, and they do belong there. If you don't see a gas department truck, then they're probably not from the City Long Beach Gas Department. We've seen Verizon, people wearing Verizon shirts, trying to say they're here to look at your phones or your computer access or try to sell you some kind of movie package or whatever. And what we're finding out is they're not from Verizon. They're there to victimize, and they're trying to see who's home and who isn't. So again, please call us. So that's pretty much our next big issue out here as far as our crimes, the property crimes in general. So you can really help us by making sure your property's locked, things are out, and that you're paying attention. And last but not least, again, on the proactive side, how many of you are